شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We thank the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development for their valuable interventions, and we express our support to their mandate and the mandate of the Working Group on the Right to Development. We reaffirm our support of the adoption of a legally binding international convention on the right to development in order to achieve the well-being and the sustainable development of all peoples in all countries. And in so doing, this will fully realize human rights and fundamental freedoms. We stress the indivisibility and interdependence and universality of all human rights, and the importance of attaching the same degree of importance to the right to development on equal footing with the other social and economic and rights. We continue to implement our Sustainable Development Plan of 2030 that was included of the National Plan for Development 2023-2025 and Tunisia Vision 23. Mr. Chair, the crisis that we're living through, namely the pandemics, the conflicts, and the crises of food and energy, have exacerbated the difficulty of achieving sustainable development and made sustainable development out of reach for many peoples, especially in Africa and countries from the global south. The failure to guarantee the right to development and to reduce poverty is a big threat to human rights and freedoms, which requires that the international community provides more support to these countries and that it makes more efforts to transfer technology to developing countries in order for them to improve their infrastructure. This also requires the reform of the international financial system and also in order to resolve the problem of indebtedness facing developing countries and least developed countries. And we renew our call for countries that host plundered funds to return these funds to their original holders in order for these holders or these countries to use these funds to reduce poverty and relieve indebtedness. Thank you.